Good morning, 6:29 a.m. on August the 17th, 2013. I wanted to sleep in this morning, but the cats got me up. It's just as well. 16:21 on the first mile. Not bad. It was, particularly since I was caught taking the picture this morning, the phone decided to be extra slow as I was changing screens. So yeah, I lost time right in the very beginning, probably as much as half a minute. But yeah, today is the last day of temporary bachelorhood. Wife comes home this morning, probably this afternoon by the time she gets done messing about with aeroplanes. She's right at this moment sitting in an airport in New Orleans getting ready to catch a flight to Houston and then plane swap, and then she'll fly up to Denver. So 8 o'clock, which is 7 o'clock here, hour layover. It's about 2 hour flight. 10, should be landing around 10:30. And then it'll be an hour. So she'll be here around lunchtime, which gives me the morning to put the house back together. I will enlist the aid of my children, since they helped me make the mess. Also, I have to get groceries today because I've got nothing to fix for dinner. I ordered the galleys for half share this morning. So with any luck, by the time I get quarter share done, the half share galleys will be here. I can start work on those. I got a little bit of work, a couple hours into quarter share yesterday. I didn't get as much done there as I wanted to. I hoped to get it done yesterday, but of course that didn't happen. And today it's unlikely to, because I've got a lot of chores to do this morning to prepare for the triumphant return. And there probably won't be a lot of work done this afternoon. Perhaps a couple hours, she'll take a nap or something. And the tree guys never came yesterday. That was unfortunate. So that means they're going to be sometime next week. I really didn't need the extra shirt today. It looked cold enough. cold and dark when I left the house, but I'm working up a sweat here. I really don't have much to talk about today, do I? It's, you know, thinking about more of the galley, thinking about proofing. A lot of what I'm finding are unfortunate word choices, are words that shouldn't be there. I'm not sure how they got there, and I'm certainly not sure how they managed to stay there so long, because I've been through this book more than a few times. I'm also taken with how much of the sort of reflexive and passive, not necessarily passive voice, but passive verbs, is, was, had. Well, not is, but was, had. It's remarkable how much my style has changed since that book, and I can't really rewrite it, but I can straighten out the word choices. Somewhere in there, somebody replaced the word bunk with bed. Now that would be like replacing the word head with bathroom. It's just not done. So it's not like I did that, and I'm pretty sure I know where it came from, since it's only been one other set of fingers in this thing. But I'm a little distressed that I didn't spot it before. I guess I was just so anxious to get the books out that I overlooked a lot. And I noticed that I did go through and change, or somebody went through and changed all of the instances of Pip and I to of, like, with Pip and I, to with Pip and me, with, no, it should be with Pip and me, but they changed them to with me and Pip. Monk pole. Ew, it's wet. Dew. It's humid this morning, that's why. So, yeah, I don't think I would have replaced it with Pip and I, with me and Pip. That's just not right. So, yeah, it's one of those things. Gonna have to do a global find and replace, I guess. I'm toying with putting the sector charts in the print book. It doesn't really work in the ebook because the graphics are so small. You can't really read them. But they would take up a half a page each. I think I've got a blank page I could put them on at the beginning. I'm also going to put an author photo on the about page, I think. I might put that in the ebook as well. I was thinking, well, you know, it doesn't really matter. I'm not going to print the inside in color, so photograph doesn't make a lot of sense. But then I realized that my headshot is black and white. It's grayscale, so sure, why not? It'll fit, it'll go into the ebook nicely. It'll go into the onto the back page of the paperback. I have the space for it, and I have the photographs, so I may as well. See how that works out. So yeah, I mean it's going slow, it's taking time, but I think the product is going to be so much better for having taken the time. And I'll take the time again to do half share when I get there, when it gets here. Because it's been really eye-opening for me to see just how badly edited this book was to begin with. Up ahead here. She's got a Scotty and something. I can't tell what the other dog is. Well, she's bouncing along, obviously got her earbuds in. Dance to the music, whatever it is. I don't think she realizes I'm back here. So yeah, today is catch-up chore day. It's get the house ready for the triumphant return of the spouse. And settle in with a pen and a pile of flags and go to town again. I could get it done today. I'll definitely get it done by the time Hasher is here by Wednesday. Get it marked up and then get the changes loaded. That'll be the trick. Be the trick indeed. North. sun has finally come up past the clouds in the east. It's been up for a while. It's a good 5-10 degrees above the horizon. There's a low-lying bank of fog or clouds or something off to the east, and the sun's been obscured. It's kind of pretty, but now it's too high in the sky that will illuminate the bottoms of the clouds. It's a kind of a really interesting cloud deck here this morning. Shows in the picture. Would have been pretty if it had been catching the early morning rays. Oh well. The subdued light makes the colors highly saturated. The cottonwoods, the grass, particularly green this morning. It's a deep forest green rather than an emerald. Weeping willows look nice, sort of silvery against the backdrops of the other trees. What do you say, Endomondo? How'd I do? 0 miles in 33 minutes, 22 seconds. Oh, not great. 33, 17 minutes. Still, 17 even. That's not bad. I'll take that. But that means I am at the back gate. And as always, tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.